good morning. I'm Matt, and we're very pleased to welcome into the studio some representatives from Lights on the River, sponsored by the historic Owico Marketplace, taking place this Friday, December the 5th. We welcome Pat Hansen. Good morning, Pat. Welcome.
Morning.
And good morning, Janelle Melia.
Good morning.
And Bob Russell joins us as well. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
We appreciate all of you being here for today. So let's go ahead. We'll dive right in. A huge event planned for this year, and the weather's looking pretty good. Who wants to start out and tell us about that?
Yes. So this tomorrow, right? December 5th.
It is tomorrow.
We're having Lights on the River from 5 to 9 in downtown Owego. And we're starting it off at 6 o'clock. Well, we're having the kids from the school, OFA, singing and playing, hopefully, if it's not too cold. And then at 6 o'clock, the mayor and Santa, and who knows, maybe who else might show up.
Maybe the Grinch will show up.
Dispose and turn on the lights for the bridge and the tree that we have had donated and decorated on Courthouse Square. Yeah. And that's our official opening for Christmas season.
So the official start time is about 5 o'clock as far as the event itself.
Yes.
And you've got quite a few vendors. How many are going to be there this year?
We have more than 20 vendors that will be downtown selling their cool stuff and wonderful food to eat.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to go through some of the list right here. One of the main events that you just said was the lighting of the bridge. The mayor's going to throw that switch in front of the courthouse, and what time is that going to happen?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock right there.
Is when everything gets lit up.
Mm-hmm. Then you also have the parade of lights, the ATV parade, and what time will that happen?
And that's at 7.
Okay, so that's going to be coming up at 7 o'clock, and then you've got fireworks over the river, and what time does that start?
And that's 8 o'clock.
So a lot of things going on.
Yeah.
But in between all that time, all kinds of vendors and all kinds of different events around, and tell us some of the different things that will be going on through the village.
So we have reindeer, and the reindeer, live reindeer in the parking lot at M&T. And we have a fabulous DJ who's going to pipe music throughout the town.
That would be Bob Russell.
And he happens to be here today.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. We always like to, to help out with this event. It's an amazing event. DJ Hunter Russell is going to be there for us, too, helping out quite a bit, with R&R Entertainment. And just trying to play some music and get everybody going, try to divert that potential Grinch sighting.
Yes,
during throwing the switch time, and
the watch is now a warning.
Yes. The watch is now a warning. So it's going to be a great time. Everybody's going to have a blast. We've been doing this the last couple of years, and it's always an honor and a lot of fun to be part of.
Excellent.
Thank you. It's really a hometown event where people just get the spirit of Christmas, and it's very relaxing. Really, you can just wander in and out, enjoy yourself.
Now, part of the festivities going on will be the window judging contest, and this is a contest that started out a little bit earlier on, and you'll be announcing the winner, I assume, of first, second, and third place?
Yes. So all the shops in Owego have decorated their storefronts. They look beautiful, and so there's a contest. You can enter with a QR code, which is on everybody's door, and you can vote. So Chris Knickerbocker's chaired that, and we will be announcing the winners pretty soon.
Can you go on the website?
You can go on the website as well.
And vote.
That's owego.org.
So be sure and do that, because there's so many wonderful ones to choose from.
It sounds like it. And you walk around, and people have really taken pride in the front windows here in the village throughout Owego. So it's been fun just watching it come together.
I think one of our goals has been to try and, increase the decor of downtown and make it more festive. And I think it's starting to happen.
Well, let's talk about Santa Claus. I understand he's going to be there as well.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm.
Where's he going to be?
Well, he'll be turning the lights on at 6 o'clock, and then he'll be at Tri-Town, right on Front Street, where he'll host the children, and they can tell him what they want for Christmas.
Okay,
and they do a beautiful job in there. They're really, it's a fun place in there.
And you can also go and mail a letter to Santa, too. Mm-hmm, How would they do that, and where?
So children can write letters to Santa, and that will be in a tent in front of Black Cat Gallery.
Okay, so that's coming up.
They can write their letters, and there'll be a mailbox right there. They can pop their letter to Santa right in the mailbox.
Excellent. Again, we've also mentioned the juggler. We started to get into it. It's Will Stafford this year?
Will Stafford, yeah. He's going to juggle fire.
Well, that's going to be a warming thing.
He's quite talented.
And a magician is going to be here as well. We mentioned that. That's Doug Welch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
He'll be down on Lake Street.
So that'll be good. Now, you've got a whole list of what's going on where. Why don't we run through that real quick here? So go ahead, Pat.
All right. Well, I'll do part of it here. Like I said, we'll have Bob Russell, but he's going to be on Front Street, just on the corner in front of the old handyman store, so he can be part of the festival longer. Because we used to abandon him after we turned the lights on. So sorry about that.
Yeah, it was a little rough there for a while. And then people would come back during the fireworks, and we've got a cool music set for the fireworks that we try to time. Obviously, it doesn't work right, but sometimes it does. So.
Yeah.
So
you got lonely then.
So we have the singers and the musicians from the school. And then at 6 o'clock, we have the Santa and the mayor turning on the lights. And then we go into the different events, making a holiday card at the Arts Council and the Live Reindeer, M&T, and then some free books, right? Why don't you tell them about that?
So we have the Reading Partnership book bus is coming. So they have this cool book bus. You can go on and choose a book, and it's free for kids. And that's an M&T parking lot as well.
Yeah, right where the reindeer is. So
that's going to be fun, too.
And a duo there, right. Okay, so that's nice. And then we have Nate the Great Juggler, Santa at Cards, is it, at the Black Cat Gallery. Mm-hmm. Send a letter to Santa. Okay, and then we have the different kids from the OFA school wandering around, caroling and singing. And that's always really nice.
Chamber singers, yeah.
They dress up and they just have a good time. Uh-huh. It gets everybody in the mood. And then Doug Welch, the magician, is going to be in front of Earlier We Go. And then pictures also at Tri-Town with Santa, which is on Front Street. So be sure and stop there. And then Purple Lightning Band is coming and they'll be roaming around. And they're the band that when you hit the drum, it lights up. It's really a nice outfit for a night event. Yeah.
Excellent.
Are they from Candor? Is that?
Yes.
Yeah, they're from,
they
from,
are from Candor.
From
yes.
Candor. Okay. All right. And then Will Stafford doing his wonderful things. I understand he juggles fire. And then at 7, we have the Parade of Lights with many ATVs all decorated up, and they will go through town and be judged.
Well, and remember, too, you were saying that, you know, if you haven't pre-registered, that's okay. Make sure that you still come on down and participate. You can pay your fee when you get there as well. We want to grow that every year too, because that's always a cool event.
Yeah, right. And you go to the county office building on Academy Street to set up.
So that's a staging area for that.
It starts there, and then it starts at 7 with a police escort, and goes around town, and then they're judged, and we give prizes. So it's worthwhile.
It's win-win.
Right. And then, of course, the fireworks done by the cellar, by the Whitmores, which is very generous, and they're amazing.
Absolutely.
It's a new company called Young Explosives, and they do kind of a little bit different things than the normal. But we also have Nice Egg being a big sponsor in Tri-Town. And then we had the tree donated, right, by a tree farm, which was really nice. It's a big, huge, would you say 20 foot, is it?
Yeah, it's 20 feet. It's more than 20 feet. And it came from Harpersville. Mm-hmm. And it's just beautiful tree.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, we've got quite a few things. And some of the businesses in town also getting on board with this. You have some things you want to read off with that?
Oh, go ahead. Well, we have Sugar Maple, who's going to be sitting outside, and maybe original Italian. Hopefully, we'll have food also outside.
But Sugar Maple will have some street food. It's delicious.
Yeah.
And the Party Brush is having an art event in their store. They're located on Front Street. Also, Spellbound Books and Owego Brewing Company. So go there for a hot cup of coffee and it's something great to eat, but they also have events in the store.
Sounds like a good time overall. And once again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking with Pat Hansen and Janelle Melia, also Bob Russell, about Lights on the River, sponsored by the Historic Owego Marketplace, coming up tomorrow night, Friday, December the 5th, from 5 until 8. There's going to be fireworks, a parade of lights at 7, the switch throwing with the mayor and Santa Claus at 6 o'clock in front of the courthouse, live music with DJ Bob Russell, also reindeer and food vendors and all kinds of regular vendors, and the Kiwanis will be there, Santa will be in front of Tri-Town, and the list goes on and on. OFA Chamber Singers also going and making an appearance, plus winners of the window decorating contest will be featured as well. Now, where can they go to now for more information on this online?
So we have a Facebook page, Historic Owego Marketplace, and it will note all the different events, as well as our website, which is owego.org.
All right, excellent. Bob, anything to add with some of the holiday music you're going to be spinning?
Yeah, we're going to make sure everybody's having a good time. And I just want to say real quick that, you know, this is our fourth year, I think, now. Helping you guys out. And, you know, the Owego Historic Marketplace always puts on a great, great event with this, you know, with the Halloween Fest and everything. This community, this town is just amazing in everything that we do. And for anybody who's never been here, we highly recommend you come down, check it out, and see what it is to feel loved and have a good time in such a small little area. It's always amazing.
Very well said.
Oh, that's nice. And be sure and check the Riverwalk. They've got an archway of lights down there that's new this year that we're kind of excited about. And you can see it when you come across the bridge, which, you know, lights up our life.
Very nice. Kind of like a lighthouse for the Susquehanna, right?
Right, yeah.
Absolutely. Right. Any parting thoughts, Janelle?
No, thanks, Matt, for letting us come down and talk about lights on the river. We hope everyone will come down. It's a really fun, beautiful night.
Pat, any parting thoughts?
No, just come on down, wear your heavy socks and your muffs, and we'll have a good time.
There you go. And Bob already had nice parting thoughts, but do you have any more?
No, I think we're good. Again, it's such an amazing event. So, you know, make sure that you stop down, support all these local sponsors, all these local community members, and just come down and have a good time.
If you missed any portion of this interview, we're going to post it along with all the information and the schedules at WEBO, your hometown station, and our Facebook site. It's 8:52. Good morning.